Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi, everyone. Chris Wilcock here from The Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 16. In the last episode, we looked at putting everything from the laws of the universe together so that we could be more positive when we begin to manifest. In this particular episode, episode 16, we're going to call this beliefs and why they're so important. In upcoming chapters, we're going to explore several of the tools that help us in the world of manifesting. We will look at such tools as intention statements, affirmations, vision boards, as well as other tools that help us see and visualize what it is that we want to bring into our lives. The first thing when you go to manifest is we must be very clear on what we want to manifest. You need to develop a very clear picture of what it is you want. For example, if you say things like, I want to manifest a new job, or I want a great relationship, or I want to have a new relationship, those intention statements are not specific enough. And we're going to talk about that in upcoming chapters, but we'll touch on it a little bit here, how to bring in detail into your intention statements, your affirmations, and your desire to manifest. So when you use intention statements and affirmations, you want to have so much detail that it brings images into life. You need to allow them to bring details to life and some reality to what it is you want to obtain. By that, I mean you want to have a great deal of detail about exactly what you want, and what you want must make you feel positive emotions. We're going to get into this a lot more in future episodes, but what I want to tell you in this episode is that those tools are extremely important in the way you build out a picture of what you want to manifest. But for this episode, what I want to talk about, and it's so important, if you have a belief and your belief tells you that your intention statements can't happen, if they tell you that you're not good enough, if you don't deserve that, or it's just not realistic, then your beliefs will be the limiting factor. That will stop you from drawing those things into your life. Your beliefs have to be in alignment with what you are wanting to manifest. What you want to manifest within you, you must feel that you can do it. One of the biggest reasons that I tell people that they should learn and practice the 12 laws of the universe is so that they can become more positive, which in turn helps you feel deserving, shows you that you really are valuable and that you are connected part of this world and this universe, and that you can in fact manifest anything in your world. But in order for that to happen, you must have a belief, a very strong belief that you deserve it. So we're going to talk about beliefs, and we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. We're going to talk about what limiting beliefs are and where they come from in this episode. In an upcoming episode, we will focus more in depth as to what brainwaves are and what the different brainwave states are and where they fit into our lives. But for this episode, it is important to understand that initially, when we're first born, we are in what's known as the Delta Brainwave State. The Delta Brainwave State is something that we generally associate with a low frequency, and we usually associate it as adults with sleep. As adults, we only enter Delta when we are asleep. But as babies, when we first came into this world, we are in this state for the first couple of years of life. Explains a lot, doesn't it? Within the first few years, a child moves out of that Delta state into the Theta state, which as adults is generally associated with light sleep or meditation. It is the state that you first start entering as you drift off to sleep at night. During those first two phases of the brainwave states, we are very susceptible to accepting whatever information is presented to us, told to us, or shown to us, usually by our parents, siblings, family, or friends. When we're very young, we are very influenced by what others say, what they do, how they act, what we see, what we hear, becomes ingrained in our subconscious mind and is what we build our beliefs around. Okay, so when we're in those two states, our subconscious mind is directly accessible. And most things presented to us, as long as they are presented to us enough times, become ingrained within the regions of our mind. Okay, what I mean by that is if somebody said something to you once, it might not become a belief. But as a child, let's say you're 5 years old and you constantly get told something, you constantly see something, that will become a belief in your subconscious mind. This is the time of our lives that those individuals around us have direct access to our subconscious minds. As we have said in previous episodes, our subconscious minds are where we store our core beliefs and accept it to be the truth. So what's in your subconscious mind, whether it's right, wrong, truth or not, if it's accepted in your subconscious mind and has been programmed there, then that is what you believe to be your truth. So that being said, if we were fed erroneous or misinformation, in most cases, we accepted it as a belief. This information in these cases is presented to us by people who also believe what they tell us is the truth. It's not like they were trying to deceive us. It's not like somebody was trying to tell us a lie. They didn't tell us that for any other reason than they believed it to be the truth. For a lot of cases, a lot of this information comes from our parents. And in that case, our parents believed it to be true. They were fed the same information. They were given the same information growing up. So much of this information is passed from one generation to another, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. A lot of what we learned is truth, of course, right? Our parents were very loving, caring people for the most part, and they wanted us to have certain beliefs that really helped us live our lives. But what they didn't know, and what a lot of people find out later on, is some of these things are not truths, okay? They are not by any means attempting to give us incorrect information or feed us lies. It's usually what they believe to be the truth. So I want to say very clearly that it's important to understand that nobody's really to blame here. No one was trying to feed you, bullshit information. It is what people believed. It's what our teachers believed when we were growing up. It's what other kids believed. We took that information, and if we were in the right brain state, which we would have been, of course, at that age, we begin to absorb that information, and that information becomes written into our subconscious minds and therefore becomes what is formed to be our beliefs. And then later on in life, when we're thinking about something and we're looking to reason something, we dig into our subconscious mind and we pull out that belief, right? We use that information that's ingrained there as our basic template for making decisions, okay? So they were not by any means attempting to give us, lies, like I said. It usually is what they believed to be truth. Those were things that were told to them as they were growing up, which in turn is passed on to us. like things like, you know, maybe your parents said things like, and they weren't trying to say any harm, you'll never be smart. You're always going to be overweight. Our family's always been overweight. Our family just doesn't do well with money. They might have made references to you specifically. They might have made references to themselves, indicating that you are much the same. They may have told you things about the family. They may have said nasty things to you. It doesn't really matter. Their intention probably wasn't to feed you nasty information, but it became a truth. Okay? As we continue to grow up and grow out of that theta state, we grow into a low alpha state where we also accept a lot of things that we're told. Usually for the most part around this time, most people going into that alpha state are around 14 years of age, okay? Beyond 14 years of age, we are usually in what is known as the beta state, and we've moved into that fully awake state. In our adult lives, we spend most of our waking time in this very conscious beta brainwave state. This is considered to be the fully awake state, okay? But even when we're in this fully awake beta state, we rely on what lies within our subconscious minds. It's what drives us. And it is what we use to form the basis of the way we see things. So most of your truths have been planted there, you know, prior to being 14 years of age. Some of the things that you have there are things that you've observed, some things that people have told you, things that you've told yourself. Okay, and we'll get into that in a few minutes here. So when it comes to manifesting, let's say, for example, you're attempting to lose 50 pounds, okay? That's your goal here. You want to manifest a loss of 50 pounds, okay? And you go through the process that you need to use to manifest, and you set yourself up with some good intention statements. You've got some suitable affirmations. Maybe you've created a, you know, a great vision board that shows you, you know, with your weight loss. Maybe you use a number of other tools that visually help you look at what it is that you want to manifest. Okay. Using these tools has helped you so that when you close your eyes, you can see yourself 50 pounds lighter. So you've used these tools, your intention statements, your vision board, your affirmations, so that you close your eyes and you can actually visualize yourself 50 pounds lighter. Okay. So maybe you're wearing that sexy dress and maybe you're hearing in your mind's eye all your friends telling you that you look great. You continue using all those techniques and you use them on a regular basis and you're working and attempting to manifest that loss of 50 pounds, right? This is wonderful. But the caveat here is, what do your beliefs say? If you were told growing up by your parents or anyone else that we are all overweight, that our family just, you know, has always been fat and they will always be fat, we're an overweight family. Or they've said something like, you know, you never can lose more than maybe 5 to 10 pounds. That's the normal. Nobody can ever lose more than 5 to 10 pounds. Anything more than that is ridiculous. Or any other negative thing that they may have told you around losing weight, okay? If you were told anything like this enough during your formative years, then you are basically being programmed with that misinformation. Your subconscious mind, at its root, has it firmly planted and programmed there that you cannot lose more than that 5 or 10 pounds. So even though you're attempting to manifest a loss of 50 pounds, your subconscious mind will see to it, based on your belief, that it's impossible. Your subconscious mind will do whatever it has to do to protect you and make sure that what you believe in fact stands true. And it isn't like your subconscious mind is trying to sabotage you. Your subconscious mind works in such a way to bring you a protection so that you just don't absorb and believe everything that you're told into your beta state, your conscious mind. It has these ingrained beliefs in there so that you protect yourself. You know, so when your parents tell you that stay away from strangers, beware of strangers, they've given you a lot of good information. That information is a belief that strangers can be bad in situations. So that is there to protect you. So a lot of the things that we were told are not really protecting us any longer. They may have been, and they were designed to protect you. They were told to you by your parents to provide protection. But the problem is, a lot of what we were told is really limiting to our lives. Maybe you were told money is bad, money is evil. Rich people are all crooks. There are many, many, many misleading beliefs and sayings out there, if you think about it, that you probably grew up with that are very limiting now if you want to live, a different life, okay? So you can apply this same limiting belief structure to anything. We've been talking about weight loss here, but you can apply this to anything that you're attempting to manifest. If you're looking at earning $100,000 a year and today you earn $50,000, let's say you've set yourself up, you've created some great affirmations, you've got some good intention statements around earning $100,000 a year. You've used some of the tools, you've got vision boards, you've got all these really positive things to make you think, I can earn $100,000 a year. And you have emotions tied with it. You really can feel what it's going to be like to make $100,000 a year. And everything about you now radiates that positivity to bring that $100,000 a year to your life. Okay? But once again, no matter what you do, if you have limiting beliefs that are structured in such a way as to make that statement or those beliefs unreasonable, based on what truly is within your subconscious mind, then it won't happen. That's just a fact. That's the way our brains work. The point here is you can manifest anything you want within your life, with your thoughts, as long as your limiting beliefs don't impede the progress. But the problem is, as we've identified for most of us, we were programmed with information and beliefs that told us not to strive for too much. Most of us were told we don't deserve things. Maybe we were told things, horrible things, like you're stupid. Maybe we were told you're weak. Maybe we were told girls can't do that. Maybe we were told we don't deserve great relationships. Or any other bullshit that you may have been fed growing up from your teachers, from your siblings, from your parents perhaps, from an uncle, an aunt. It doesn't matter. If you were told that enough times, then that becomes your truth. That becomes what you believe. Now, a funny thing about this, if you tell people this is the way our minds work, a lot of people get upset and say, well, my parents wouldn't do such a thing. Maybe parents say, well, what are you saying? I'm a horrible parent. It isn't like that. Information is passed on from one generation to another what they believe to be true. There's a lot of what we call wives' tales out there today. There's a lot of things out there that just aren't true, okay? So you weren't in a position to process that information and make that decision. You were told that, and it was absorbed in your subconscious mind, and inevitably it became your belief. But please remember, nobody's really at fault here, okay? And of course, we can say it's not true. We can say to ourselves that that is not true. We can say we deserve a great relationship, or we can say we deserve lots of money, or we deserve to lose weight. But again, if that programming is ingrained in our subconscious mind, then you are fighting a losing battle. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. You may even be in a situation where you weren't necessarily told these things. Maybe your parents didn't say negative things to you. Maybe you didn't have a situation where siblings told you things, right? Maybe it was a case where you watched your parents, maybe during your formative years, it wasn't what you were told, but it's what you observed. Maybe you watched your parents live a loveless marriage or watched the couples never stay together. Maybe you had a lot of breakups in your family, a lot of people moving away all the time. You could have watched your parents struggle financially and you believe that everybody struggled financially. We see things and we observe things and we make our own conclusions as children, and we make decisions and believe things based on what we see, right? Or you could have witnessed several family members who struggle with weight loss. Okay, that could have become your belief that losing weight was impossible from visually seeing other people not being able to lose weight. From that, from what you observed and what you saw, what you see, what you heard, it became ingrained and implanted in your mind as a limiting belief. Okay? It really doesn't matter how it got into your subconscious mind. Most of us have limiting beliefs implanted for one thing or another by well-meaning parents or family members. Okay? Like I said, there's no point looking to blame somebody. These things happen to everyone, and as we grow up, we simply see things that need to change either through observation or what we tell ourselves. Okay? So in many cases, a lot of these limiting beliefs have been implanted by ourselves. If, for example, when you try to do something, let's say you're a bowler or driving or dancing, it doesn't really matter. If every time you try to do this, you tell yourself that you're no good at it, that you suck at this task or event, then that is what becomes true for you. If you repeatedly tell yourself whether truly you are good at it or not, you feel that you're bad at it and you keep telling yourself that you're not good at it, you're bad at it, you suck at this, whatever you tell yourself or show yourself, whether it's good or not, whether it's negative or positive, you provide that feedback to yourself and you add that to the library of your limiting beliefs. Okay? So in the same way that you told yourself that you're very good at something enough times, if you have that evidence to back it up, then you would in fact become a belief in your subconscious mind. So what I'm saying there is if you started to do something and you found, oh, I'm pretty good at this. Oh, look at that. I can do that quite well. And you did it enough times and you kept telling yourself that, oh, I'm good at it. And you truly felt you had evidence around that. You started playing basketball and you actually started getting the hoops in. Then you would have evidence to show that, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And then that would go in your subconscious mind and begin to get rooted there. Okay? So whatever you put in your subconscious mind becomes your belief. All right. In an upcoming episode, we will talk about how you can start to remove those limiting beliefs. But what I want you to do right now, following this episode, is do a little experiment with yourself. Think about what it is that you want to manifest into your world. Just do one thing to start with. And for you, it could be money, it could be your weight, could be health, it could be a relationship, anything that you want to manifest. Think about what it is that you want and be very specific about it. What I mean by that is, let's say you're looking for a new relationship. I want you to write out exactly what it is that you want, and I want you to put it in a detail. I want you to be very specific. Don't just say things like, I want a new relationship. You need to be specific and you need to say something along the lines of, I want to meet a person that, you know, loves to, and then you can fill in the blank here. It could be very kind, likes children, loves to travel. You know, they're tall, of approximately a certain age, okay? I want you to think about everything that you want from that relationship, if relationship's what you're gonna do it on. I want you to think about all the things that are important to you in that relationship. I want you to create a paragraph about all the things that you require in this new relationship. Okay, give it your all, okay? Give it great detail. What I'm getting at is when you describe this relationship, be very detailed and specific, but not specific about when this has to happen. Don't give it a time when it needs to happen, and don't say how it's going to happen. Don't put any restrictions on it. Just be very clear about what you want. Leave the details of when and how to the universe, okay? Honestly, think about what it is you really want and be very specific with a lot of detail. It only has to be a paragraph, so think about how much detail that requires. If it's two paragraphs, that's also fine. Once you've written this out, I want you to read it and then rewrite it into a paragraph that reads in the present tense, okay? It has to be in the present tense. So it'd be something along the lines of, I am in the best relationship of my life, and he or she has, and then whatever detail you want, okay? You might include the person's build, their height, their weight, any specifics about their personality that are important to you, okay? Don't focus on anything negative. Don't put in there things that you don't want, okay? You wanna put in there only things that you do want. And be careful here, because what you say you want is what you will get, Okay, so everything you want, make sure you include everything that is very important to you. Okay, as if you were going to check boxes. You know, when you go out on a date or something, you check boxes and say they met that, they didn't meet that. Whatever it is you want from this new relationship, okay? The more details you can put into that statement, the better. Like I said, you must write it in the present tense, as if it has already happened, and make sure when you read it that it invokes a lot of emotion from you. So I want you, once you're in the paragraph, I want you to read it to yourself, and I want you to make sure, ask yourself when you read it, does it excite me? Does it make me feel happy? Is it something that I truly want? Think about how it emotionally makes you feel. This paragraph should invoke a lot of emotion and make you feel, if this really became true, if this really happened, and it will, write it in the present tense, how would you feel? Okay? If you were to manifest this, you need to feel that emotion that you will feel when it is yours. If it doesn't excite you, it doesn't draw out some personal emotion, then it's not going to work. You're not going to want to manifest it. It won't be something that you'll manifest. You want to make sure that you have an emotional attachment to it. Okay. Now, once you've read your paragraph and you've answered those questions and you feel that this is something you truly want, go ahead and read that statement again. And this time, I want you to ask yourself a very important question. Do you believe this statement? Does it sound possible for you? If when you read it, it feels like a fantasy, it feels unrealistic, and you start hearing those little voices in your head that say things like, no way, that's never gonna happen. That will never happen to me. I don't deserve that. I always meet losers. I'm never going to meet someone like that. Any negative voices you hear, pay attention to them. If you hear any negative statements such as these or any other statements from yourself about your paragraph, then you know that you have some limiting beliefs around what it is that you desire. Listen very carefully. That quiet voice within you is your beliefs, your limiting beliefs. If you hear any negativity at all, pay really close attention to this as you read that paragraph. Those are your limiting beliefs. Now, remember, this paragraph can be about anything that you're wanting to manifest in your life. In our example, we were looking for a very good new relationship, you know, probably the best relationship ever. It could be that your paragraph was written around something else, okay? It doesn't have to be a relationship, anything you want. So if you don't want a relationship, maybe you want to improve your relationship. So it could be about an improvement in your relationship. So write exactly what it is you want about that improved relationship. If you want more money, then write your paragraph around money or wealth. If it's something to do with your health, write your paragraph around that. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, write your paragraph around that and do the same exercise, okay? Once your paragraph has the detail and you feel that it evokes emotion from you, read it to yourself several times. Listen to that voice within your head. If that voice says, oh my God, that is so possible, that is truly going to happen to me, or any other positive feeling that you think about that comes to you and it feels real and true, listen even more carefully for any negative voice, okay? If you hear any negative voices around that, then those are your limiting beliefs around what you want to manifest. If you hear nothing but positive voices, then maybe you don't have any negative thoughts around that. Maybe there's no negative beliefs. But if you do have negative thoughts or responses, then you do have limiting beliefs, and we're going to work on those. So go ahead and do this exercise. Over the next week, try to do this exercise a couple of times, get a really good feel for it. Pay attention to how you feel after you read the paragraph. Remember to add as much detail as you can and make sure that it really excites you. Pay attention to what your thoughts tell you about the paragraph. And if any limiting beliefs arise, which they probably will, by the way, write them down and put them aside. Take notes. So if you're reading that and your brain says, never, not gonna happen for you, write that down. Or if it goes, oh, there's no way you can lose weight, grandma never lost weight, or whatever it is, write it down. The thing to remember is that for most of us, anything that we really wanted in our lives can be manifested quickly and easily if we don't have limiting beliefs stopping us. So to that point, if you really wanted something but you don't have it, then you probably have a limiting belief around that area. What I mean by that is if you wanted a certain car and you wanted to manifest it and you did this test and it showed that, hey, you have no limiting beliefs, then I would ask, why don't you already have it? For most of us, the reason we don't have things in our lives is either we don't want it or we have attempted to manifest it, but we have limiting beliefs. Okay, just think about that. All right, next week we will start talking about some of the things you can do to change those limiting beliefs and replace them with positive beliefs that will help you manifest what it is you're looking for. Now, this stuff really works, guys. We're getting into the heart of this now. This is really how you manifest. You use these tools that we're going to talk about, but you really need to think about and look at your limiting beliefs. Okay, your limiting beliefs are probably what's holding you back. And I've talked about the 12 laws of the universe to help you become more positive so that you start having better beliefs in yourself. It's great to be positive on all the things that you've been projecting out into the world. Being at that positive higher vibration is good at so many levels, but it's also good internally for yourself. I want to add something here about beliefs. Until 1954, everybody believed that you could not beat a 4-minute mile. In 1954, Sir Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile by doing the 4-minute mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Until that time, it had always been known as the 4-minute mile. He broke it by 0.6 of a second. After he broke that record, it has been reestablished with a new world record 18 times. The point here is that we all have beliefs. In that particular case, that was a very, very largely held belief by the population that you couldn't break a 4-minute mile. Once you succeed at doing something, our beliefs change. So if you believe that you can't manifest, then you won't. A lot of people can't use manifestation to create what they want because their beliefs aren't strong enough. So everything we've talked about here about beliefs, I want you to think about. And do you have limiting beliefs around manifesting? All right. So that's a lot of information for you guys to think about. I hope that helps. Thanks, guys. I am so excited to be on our way, on our journey to manifesting and begin to look at what we really need to get you to what you want and live the life that you want. All right, until next week, this has been the Gifts of the Universe. In this episode, we've been talking about your beliefs and why they're so important. Thanks, everybody. Until next week.